Greek, translated into English. He doesn't speak a word of Greek, and he's the first person to tell you that. But he got this phenomenal book translated into English. And I'm going to ask Dr. Hines to sort of give us an idea of what the book is about, and because it has local roots, and we have a huge Greek and Greek American community here in the city, and I think people would be interested in hearing about this book. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
I'm fine. Can you please call me Jesse?
Jesse, good morning. Jesse, how you doing?
Thank you.
This is an amazing book. How did it come about, and what's it about?
Well, let me say just the first minute, start off with what the book is about. The book is about an espionage organization which operated in Greece during World War II. And it's an interesting organization in that the organization itself was independent. It wasn't supported by the communists, and it wasn't supported by the British either. And hopefully we'll have a little bit of clarification on that as we go along. But the organization was founded by a man named Regis Regopoulos, who I had the good fortune to meet through a professional association with his son when I was in Greece a few years ago. And the book details not only the activities of this organization, but also what Regis likes to call the surrounding events. That is, what was going on in Greece at the time. And it's very interesting that Regis was actually a contemporary of Nikos Kazantzakis, who wrote Zorba the Greek. He knew the man, and he talks about these people and the literature that they produced during the occupation. One of the interesting chapters in the book deals with the beauty of what was going on during that time, not only the terror, but of course there is plenty about the terror.
When you say it's a book about espionage, these are a group of men who worked on behalf of eliminating the Nazis in Greece, in helping to destroy the Nazi occupation in Greece, and also, from my conversations with you, passed on important information to the powers that be for the war effort. I mean, these six men are heroes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There were many more than six men involved. Six men that you're referring to were actually executed by the Nazis for their activities during the occupation. And what you say is correct. They had a radio set, and actually it was the radio set operator, Nikos Palaiotseas, who was one of the six who was caught and who was executed. And they were transmitting to the Allies who were actually in Turkey at that time, and that's where the radio signals were going to, and they were responsible for the sinking of 55 ships.
You're kidding. I did not know that.
Yes, it's documented, and it's recognized by the Greek government of their activity.
Jesse, what's the book called?
It's called Secret War.
Now, you've given and shown me a couple of copies here, and one's in Greek and one's in English.
That's correct.
And can you get The Secret War in English at your local bookstores?
No, you can't really.
Okay.
It's published by Turner Publishing, and they have a website, of course, and the easiest way to get it is to simply go to the normal www.turnerpublishing.com. And if you then enter Secret War into their search box, then you can get to the site. The other thing I found just the other day as I was preparing to come on the show is if you go to the Google search engine and you just type Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, my name, and Regis, R-I-G-A-S, bingo, you hit the website.
Oh, really? That's amazing.
Cool. So I'm also going to give... you know, lots of people in the community may not have access to the internet, but they certainly have a phone, and here's the number to Turner Publishing Company, 270-443-0121, for the opportunity to get The Secret War by Regis Regopoulos. Now, tell me how you met Regis.
Well, I was at a professional conference, as I said, with his son, Dionysus, and we were on a bus driving from Sparta back to Athens after the conference, and Dionysus said, oh, there's a monument to my grandfather, as we're driving down the street, literally. And I said, excuse me? And this monument is to his maternal grandfather, who was a doctor and had treated Nazi prisoners, or Nazi soldiers. And the Nazis had a policy whereby if any German soldier was injured or killed, they would execute 50 Greeks. And so they had 116 Greeks in custody, including including Dionysus' grandfather. And they offered him the opportunity to leave before they executed the others because he had treated the Nazi soldiers. He refused. And he was executed along with the others.
Oh my
goodness.
There
were 116 executed. And this monument, which is outside of Sparta, is to them. And when I heard this story, of course, I was immediately fascinated. And Dionysus said, oh, you ought to meet my father. And I said, I would love to meet your father.
How unbelievable.
And so I got the opportunity to meet his father, and this idea came in my mind, not even knowing that this book existed in Greece, in Greek, pardon me. And I proposed to him to try to write his story in English. Well, when I found out that the book had been written in Greek in 1973, and the book itself, by the way, is a winner of an award from the Academy of Athens as an amalgam of history and literature. So it's a combination of the history. I mean, it's all true, but there's also a lot of literature here, as I said, talking about the times. And I brought the book back here to the States, and through a student of mine at UMass Lowell, who was Greek, I talked to him about helping me find a translator. I found his cousin, Eleni Didoglou, who actually was a student at UMass Amherst at the time. She's actually a resident. Her family lives in
Andover.
Andover, yeah, Andover.
The
Thank
local
you.
Connection comes in.
Pardon me, and I hired her, and she translated the book. She gave me a rough translation, and then I worked with Regis, making four trips to Greece, spending weeks at a time there, and as his guest in his home, and staying locally and working with him every day to smooth it into English. Regis is an amazing man who speaks four languages, and we had wonderful arguments about words and their meaning in English. If there's one of the interesting things that is written by Nicholas Gage about the book is that the translation is actually too exact.
Now, Nick Gage wrote Eleni, which Nick, is a fascinating story.
Yes, it is. It's the story of his own mother
right.
And her execution by the communists. That was the later time, though. That was during the Civil War.
Right.
This book takes place earlier than that. Most of the action in this book takes place in 43 during the Nazi occupation.
This is a tribute to a group of men who would not stand for the Nazi occupation. And it's just, you know, I'm reading some of the stuff from the cover and I'm flipping through it. It's an amazing book. It's an amazing story.
Well, it certainly is a tribute to those men. And I've often spoken to Regis myself about whether or not, if I were alive at that time, I could have done the things that they did. And one of the things that he said is that you were talking about ordinary men in extraordinary times.
Right. And
Jesse, when you talk about this, and it's something that intrigues me, it's probably off the subject a little, but I just want to throw it out that a lot of us don't realize what happened during the Second World War. And again, I'm not trying to defend what I might call the Serbs in the Balkans today, but a lot of the anger among ethnic groups and among religious groups is based a lot on what happened with the Nazi occupation in the 1940s. And some of that we don't really understand today.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And it's one of the reasons that I was so interested in the project. I mean, we consider the losses here in the United States, where approximately 500,000 people lost their lives due to World War II, but in the former Soviet Union, 20,600,000 people died. 20,600,000. In the entire war, 52 million people lost their lives. Now, of course, when we look at the history of the war, we have heard about the Holocaust, and myself, I was schooled in that history and the fact that 6 million Jews, of course, were killed. But if we think about some of the other things that went on, they're equally as tragic. Greece, as a matter of fact, lost 520,000 people, which is more than were lost in the, of American citizens, and you have to consider the size of Greece at the time. That was over 7% of the population of the country.
That's huge.
That is huge. When you think of those numbers, that is huge.
That's and great. I mean, I think we forget it. I mean, when Jesse said killing one German leads to 50 Greeks being
right.
killed, that's so brutal, but it's people, and that I think festers some of the animosity today to groups and nations that were Nazi allies. And it doesn't justify ethnic cleansing and stuff like that, but it certainly explains some of it. But anyway, we've got to take a break, and we'll be back. We're with Jesse Hines, professor at UMass Lowell, and stay with us. With Dr. Jesse Hines from UMass Lowell, and Dionysius Rogopoulos is calling us from Greece.
Dionysius, welcome to WCAP in Lowell. How are you?
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Actually, good afternoon from Athens.
Okay, right.
We have 7 hours of difference.
This is an absolutely fascinating book regarding your dad, but tell us how he came about this whole decision to become... A person that to defeat the Nazis.
Sorry, there are some interruptions in the line.
Okay.
So could you please repeat?
Sure. Tell me how your father came to this decision.
How my father came to this?
Yes. Yes.
How he got started, Declodinis, this is a Jesse. The question is how he became involved in the resistance and where it fits in the resistance as a whole.
The way I heard it from him is that it started as an internal need, that Greece was under occupation, so they definitely wanted to do something. And, of course, initially they had no means, so they only had their own will trying to resist. And slowly they started getting organized, started getting connections, and then they started... trying to find the means, and by a combination, I would say, of luck and clairvoyance, he identified the wireless set and the wireless operator of another organization that wasn't caught by the Germans. Other members of the organization were friends of my dad and were caught by the Germans, and he connected to that guy, and so they started communicating with the Middle East.
The Dionysius,
if I understood correctly the question, because I am getting you very badly.
No, that was perfect. Thank you.
That's fine. One of the things that interests a lot of Americans is the way that he actually attracted people to work with him and became the leader. Can you talk about when we used to talk about how he became the leader by chance?
Yes. Well, I don't know if in this situation something ever happens by chance, but usually I think it's the personality of someone who attracts the others. So I believe that he wanted so much to do it, and then he was cooperating with all his friends in this direction, and he took the initiative.
Yes.
So the others followed the initiative, I believe.
Yes, and he had a lot of connections in the port of Piraeus, correct?
Yes.
How did he use those connections?
All these connections were connections that evolved. Actually, it was a network of people. And as you may have seen in the book, the information was coming from people that my father had never met. So, but he could locate. So there was a tree structure in the organization, and his close collaborators would bring in their collaborators, and then they would bring in their friends. So it was actually an indirect connection with all these people, and he could locate them through a system of signature that is described in the book, that a certain branch of the tree has a certain number, and then the branches that derive from that one get other numbers. So eventually you get a node signed, for example, 3, 5, 15, and you call your number 3. He calls his number 5, and the next one calls his number 15. So he didn't have direct knowledge of all these people.
Okay,
and,
hey.
This was also one of the safety features in the organization.
Hey, Dionysius, can you hang on? Because I think probably Jesse would like to maybe talk to you off air when we go off air. Can you just hang on?
Certainly.
Okay, Nicole, can you hang on with Dionysius? And Jesse, before we go, how do they get the book?
Well, they can get the book through the web, as we said. The other thing to do that's easy is to call the university and just ask for Jesse Hines.
And what number would they be calling?
That's 978-934-4000 is the main number of the university. I'm in the computer science department, and so they could just ask for me, and I will return calls and et cetera, and tell people how to get the book.
Okay, that's Jesse Hines. Thank you. And
Dionysius, thank you very much for calling from Greece.
And the website?
The website is turnerpublishing.com.
With talk all day and music and memories overnight, this is Talk Radio 980 WCAP Lowell.